You may have heard of Bitcoin, but it's just one of more than 1,000 cryptocurrencies out there.
Ethereum,
Siacoin,
Dash,
Litecoin, Ripple,
Carecoin, Namecoin, and Dogecoin and Catcoin.
Most operate on a similar premise. You can accumulate more coins by buying them, accepting them in return for goods or services, or mining them through a complex process of verifying transactions. And because they're decentralized, meaning they're not regulated by a central bank, the only thing you need to get into cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin is an internet connection and a way of mining it, trading it, or paying for it. Last year, the Bank of Papua New Guinea announced the establishment of the Digital Commerce Cryptocurrency Association and has been experimenting with blockchain, the technology behind cryptocurrencies. But as more and more Papua New Guineans get internet access and start delving into the world of cryptocurrency, experts are urging vigilance.
Cryptocurrencies generally are littered with schemes where people have had their money stolen, where things have been hacked. So as a whole, you should be wary of cryptocurrencies.
Dr. David Glantz is the director of the Centre for Software Practice at the University of Western Australia. He says that before people put their money into a cryptocurrency, they need to carefully research the likelihood of getting that money back.
The more established ones, obviously, a little bit better, but even things that looked reputable in terms of the exchange, it was so easy for the people just to disappear.
One coin gaining traction in Papua New Guinea is something called the Billion Coin, also referred to as TBC. According to its website, it's guaranteed to only increase in value as long as the number of members goes up. It claims to already have 2 million of them worldwide.
You have nothing to lose and everything to gain by purchasing TBC coins today. At 1%, the value of your money will double every 71 days.
But those in the cryptocurrency community have raised doubts about Billion Coin being able to deliver what it has promised.
Bitcoin has multiple places where you can actually exchange it for regular currency. So that's the principal difference, whereas Billion Coin has only one place, which is a closed platform. They apparently only allow you to exchange for Bitcoin. There have been various complaints that even that is not allowable. They don't allow you to sell it at any other price than the one that they've determined. And it's not clear that you will ever be able to sell these coins at any particular time. So the principal difference is that there is a easy way of actually exchanging Bitcoin. There isn't currently a very clear way of actually exchanging coins like Billion Coin.
When the price of the Billion Coin was 50 toya, I bought into Billion Coin. You know, I invested in it. So I bought, you know, a lot of it. But now the value of 1 Billion Coin is about 2 million for one. So from my initial investment of 50 toya for one TBC coin, that is now worth 2 million. So you work it out.
Michael Ehler runs the Billion Coin PNG Facebook group, which has about 1,700 members. As the PNG representative for Billion Coin, he's been travelling from province to province conducting workshops.
I've been travelling around the provinces basically doing, you know, small awareness and presentations, educating people, you know, about, you know, blockchain, about the new technology on cryptocurrencies.
He says there are already places in PNG accepting Billion Coin as payment.
We have several lodges or guest houses accepting the Billion Coin. We have several service providers already accepting the Billion Coin.
Mr. Ehler says a platform to exchange Billion Coin back into regular currency like PNG Kina is coming. He's just not sure when.
You know, the exchange is not yet out. There's no clear instructions on how it's going to be done. But I am of the belief that, you know, we will have Visa cards coming out for that, similar to the Bitcoin Visa card. We might have Visa card coming out for all the members.
But you're actually not sure how people are going to be able to transfer their Billion Coin back into actual currency?
No, not yet. Of course, the exchange is not yet out, so I can't give an answer to that.
6 months ago, one of Billion Coin's features, the ability to send Billion Coins to other people, was disabled after what the Billion Coin blog says was a network crash. The blog says that to reactivate this feature, users now need to provide a video testimonial and pay a $10 administration fee via PayPal, Bitcoin or credit card.
It looks to me like Billion Coin is going to tell people, hang on to your money, hang on to your money. You know, in a year's time, it'll be worse. 300 times what it's worth now.
Anthropologist John Cox has researched the economics of PNG's emerging middle class. He says more could be done to increase citizens' technological literacy.
I think in countries like PNG, going down a level and actually talking face-to-face with community leaders and church authorities and other people of influence who might be a bit closer to people on the ground is probably a strategy they should think about. But again, that's one that takes resources that maybe they don't have.
Dr. Glantz says there are question marks surrounding many of the smaller, newer digital coins on the market. He encourages everyone to do their research and assess the risks, even when investing in the more mainstream cryptocurrencies.
There's nobody to sue. Governments can't protect you. You can't go to your bank and ask for a refund, for example. Now, if you want to actually invest in something and it's still high risk and speculative, but at least you know that there's a way of actually doing that, then things like Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash and Ethereum, the more reputable cryptocurrencies are worth looking at. But when something sounds too good to be true, it always is